Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to our April 29th, 2026 Commissioner's Court. I'd like to determine if there is a quorum. There is three. The judge is out and Commissioner Mars is out, but we do have a quorum. Call the meeting to order, and Mr. Dummy is going to lead us in prayer. And Commissioner Sweeney is going, in the pledge, and Commissioner Sweeney is going to lead us in prayer. Please stand. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you.
Get with it, girl.
I'm used to the judge helping me over here.
You'll join me with a word of prayer. Lord, we just take this time today to take a breath and just reflect on the love that you've shown us, that you've watched over us, and you guide us. Let us continue to look up to you, to search out your will for our lives. We lift up friends and family at this time. Commissioner Mars, who's gone through a surgery and recovering from that, and I just know there's many, many others. We lift them up to you, Lord, this time. Be with our city, be with our state, be with our country, and just help us to persevere and continue to praise you in all things. Thank you for all your wonderful blessings. Forgive us of our trespasses, Lord. Help us go with our decisions today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, if you heard, stay with me just a minute. Could we stand and just have a moment for Julia Ellisor Hoop, who passed away, it was April 24th. Just a silent moment, please. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Okay, we'll move to item number four, public comments.
I do not have any.
There's no public comments. Number five, announcements of possible discussions of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. I have one. There is a bond election going on. Well, early voting stopped yesterday, and Saturday is the last day to voice your opinion on whether the Cold Springs Oakhurst Independent School District should have a bond or should not have a bond. Go vote. That's all I have.
And the school board members.
And the school board member. Three of them on there. No other announcements? I'll just do this a little different. Approval of claims.
I don't have any issues.
Entertain a motion and a second then.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
And I second it.
Got a motion by Commissioner Dolan and a second by Commissioner Sweeney to approve the claims. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
It passes 3-0. Number seven, consider approval of budget amendments and revenue certifications. Do we have any? I didn't see any of that.
I didn't see any.
So there's no action there. Number eight, consider approval of minutes of meetings. Regular meeting March the 4th, 2026. The workshop meeting March the 10th, 2026. The emergency meeting March the 10th, 2026. And the monthly meeting March 18th, 2026.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Got a motion by Commissioner Dominey, a second by Commissioner Sweeney. All approved, say aye.
Aye.
It passes 3-0.
Thank you.
Number nine, receive and consider approval of March 26 departmental reports.
I've had a chance to go over them. I didn't have any questions. I don't know
Only one I was missing was the veterans officer.
We got it later.
You got it later?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Motion and second to approve.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Got a motion by Commissioner Dominey, a second by Commissioner Sweeney. All in approve, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, carries. All right, move to item 10. Consider discussion and possible vote to approve the resignation of Judge Faulkner from the Burke Center Board, which meets on the same day as misdemeanor court docket and appoint a replacement. It says preferably a veteran such as Luke Sweeney.
I'll make a motion to approve Luke
Sweeney. Who else is available there?
I made a motion to approve Luke Sweeney for the Burke Center Board since he's a veteran.
I'll second that. How's that go? I've got a motion by Commissioner Dominey. I've got a second by myself to appoint Luke, accept the resignation and appoint Commissioner Sweeney as a veteran to replace Fritz on the Burke Center Board. There's another duty for you.
There you go.
All in favor, say aye.
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 You don't have nothing to do.
3-0.
I was missing at that time. You know,
I think it always their meeting always falls on judges' birthday. So he's
nope.
Not
I got you.
Item 11, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve San Jacinto County, Texas Historical Commission request that our military exhibit to be named the San Jacinto County, Texas Military Museum. I believe we have Dale Everett here.
Thank y'all for considering the agenda item. Good morning. Do you have any questions concerning that? One of the reasons we put it there, so when you Google San Jacinto County Museum, Military Museum, you get Battle of San Jacinto County, you get the museum in Huntsville, you get this museum, that museum, but nothing here. So
right. We're
doing it because we're getting ready to start archiving a lot of that stuff in the museum.
So it's more of a housekeeping thing so that you kind of keep it separate from...
And from our tourism, because we get people that's touring, and they'll come by and say, we had no idea that they'd come for it.
Well, I make a motion to approve to name it San Jacinto County, Texas Military Museum.
And the reason for Texas being in it, there's another San Jacinto County in California. Okay. And they let us know.
Right quick. I second that.
We don't want to be a second.
I trust you're going to make sure our veteran stuff is took care of.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Dominey, second by Commissioner Sweeney, to use the name San Jacinto County Texas Military Museum. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. It passes 3-0. Number 12. Would you stay standing for just a minute? Because we have some questions.
Sure.
About
you better.
Next item. 12, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the possibility of hosting a car show on the courthouse square. Demetrius Eldridge. Good morning, Demetrius.
Good morning. Thank you, everybody that's here. So what we're trying to do is, on the construction rise, we want to bring something back to the community of Cold Spring. For the car show around the square, besides the Wolf Creek car show. As me being a community guy, I've been around here forever and I just came back. So to bring something around the courthouse square, especially I'm trying to do it the last weekend of September, which is actually the fair weekend, but I would like to do it that Saturday. But I would also like to have the courthouse square and the little building behind for registration in case it's hot or whatever, rain or whatever it may be, and trying to find out what do we actually need to do. Do we need insurance? What can we have vendors? Whatever maybe need to happen. So that's why I'm here trying to get some information on that.
What building behind? What building?
Y'all got a little annex building. Well, it's not an annex building.
Community
center.
Okay, that would be the city.
Yeah, I could talk with them about that. That's
now,
and the schedule.
It might be more viable if this is not used. To use the parking lot here instead of the square. If you do something on the square, it just comes in and you have to get permission from the city if you block the streets or something on the,
well,
around the courthouse.
I would prefer to have it around the square.
Okay. That's good.
I think you would have to get with the Chamber of Commerce too to make sure they don't have something already scheduled.
Okay.
Well, that's why I asked Dale to kind of stay, because in the past, we've always let the Historical Commission take any proceeds from anything that there was that was monetary rental from around the square. Now the Chamber's just kind of eased in on that, but.
What's Catman? Catman has a weekend. They have one weekend that
they have the fifth Saturday.
Fifth Saturday.
But it's getting out. You'll drive by middle of the week, there'll be vendors set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know where they come from. And then you get real estate signs
September?
Up. And internet signs and everything. And if we've lost control of the square, and
last weekend,
I think it needs to come back home and let us start some group.
9/26.
We'll, the Historical Commission will be glad to have. But take control back over the square.
So you're talking about September the 26th. Is that what you're shooting for?
Mm-hmm.
What day?
September the 26th.
That's the fourth Saturday.
No, that's
the fifth.
That's historical.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad y'all were here to figure this out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I could bring it back. If I could get an approval on it, I'd give it to the group. I have co-founder here with me.
For like another day.
Another day. I would like to do another day.
So,
and the only reason I had picked that date because that is a week of Cold Spring that has been prominent all my life as the fair weekend. So it brings a lot of people to town, and also it helps the community to bring more money in. You know, you got different little venues and different little stores that's coming around now. So if you brought it for that big weekend, and I'm not trying to knock nothing else that's going on that weekend.
But don't y'all usually do the cars in the parade too? So I'm not sure what day that's falling on.
Well, that parade thing has gotten kind of out of control due to another entity that's here in Cold Spring. When they used to do the Juneteenth parade, and they used to do the car parade also. I have guys that used to come up and we used to do the parade, but it is the Juneteenth parade usually has been bigger than ever that came up here, but. They started trying to charge people to be in the parade.
Oh, wow.
Nobody charged to be in the parade. You go to Houston and be in a parade all day downtown without charging. You're putting these rules and regulations on people with cars.
I know they do during the Christmas on the square, or the lighted parade. I know they do. They compete and have prizes or something. But
yeah.
I didn't know they're doing it on the regular route.
Yeah, that's what they was trying to do. But I didn't do the regular parade last year. But I'm just trying to bring something back to San Jacinto County.
Demetrius, you got the three organizations that you need to probably touch base with so you get.
Mr. Dale.
Yeah, and then you got the Chambers. That you need to talk to, and then the mayor.
Okay.
There.
I'm good with y'all.
Well, why don't you make a motion to give him permission, whatever the store commission that he decides.
That'll work. I'll make a motion that whatever you find out from the Historical Society, the Chamber, and the city.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all.
I got a commission by Luke, Commissioner Sweeney. I've got a second by Commissioner Domney to allow the car show to happen at a date that's going to be decided with Historical Commission and Demetrius Eldridge. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0. 13, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve authorizing advertisement of CDBG MIT MIT Mod GLO contract 24-065-179-F145. Construction packages 5, 7, and 10. And I don't see Mick here, but I do see Brian Doolittle.
Good morning.
Can you come up to that lightning plan? Because I didn't get any paperwork. Did y'all get any paperwork on which ones those were?
No, but I mean, we know which ones they are, but no paperwork.
Hopefully mine's a little bit.
Yeah, these three contracts includes Lakeview Estates, Hickman Horseshoe, and Lily Yeager. We pretty much got the plan is done. We're about 95%. We just got to tighten up the loose ends. We'll have those ready. And it's my understanding we'll be going out to bid advertising on May 7th.
That goes in our newspaper and also online.
I believe that's correct. I'm not sure about the online part, but I know your newspaper for sure.
I have to bid as soon as y'all okay. I'll put it in the paper to run for 2 weeks. But this is what I was sent to put in the paper.
And you were sent this by y'all?
Or Jane? Well, I'm not sure where Nick got that exactly.
So Hickman is precinct one. Horseshoe Way Loop, precinct one. Lily Yeager, precinct three. Lakeview Estates. So do we not have a precinct two in here?
No. Precinct two is going to be Blackberry, which was already bid, and Flowing Wells, which is still under design.
So you're not ready?
Not ready for Flowing Wells.
Yeah, he pulled that one out.
And Commissioner Morris knows that. I mean, not that it's going to change. But I think we voted in the past to go ahead and approve anything y'all get ready, so we're not sitting here waiting for 2 weeks of court.
Right.
But I'll entertain a motion to say.
I'll make a motion, yes, to put this out for bid. It looks like we're going to be going out for bid for these three in May 7th.
Yeah, it's my understanding that it was supposed to start being advertised on May 7th for the first round and then May 14th.
Do we already have the plans? Y'all got the plans for, I need to do it.
Yes, ma'am. We have the plans. Like I said, the contracts are pretty well done. Everything is at 95% easily. We just have to
make sure. I'll second that, Mark.
All right, I got a motion by Commissioner Dominey and a second by Commissioner Sweeney to allow our engineers to go out for bid for package five, which is Hickman Creek Drive and Horseshoe Way Loop, package seven, Lily Yeager Loop South, and package 10, Lakeview Estates Road. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
It passes 3-0. Anything else you need to update us on?
I don't believe so, unless y'all have any more questions.
I'll email you. I need to remember.
Hey Brian, you want to look at what she's got to advertise to make
sure
it's right?
This is what I sent to put in the paper. This is exactly what we're going to get in the paper. I will not make any changes.
All right, we'll move to item 14. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the application to revise subdivision plat. Revise and part of the subdivision plat in Waterwood, San Jacinto County by combining lots 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in block 5, Waterwood Country Club Estates, Unit 1, as recorded in volume 4, page 24 of the plat records of San Jacinto County, and remain as lots 4A. Mr. McGee, I don't know if I'm supposed to call you DA elect or
No. Just call me for lunch. That's all I want you to do.
Don't be late.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm here today with Trish Hawthorne from Washburn Planning Survey Company in Cleveland. That they are actually the ones that hired me, and they have a client that wanted to combine.
I do. It's right here.
These lots all into one. And so it's just a standard replat where I have it in the paper and y'all have a copy of the affidavit of publication that was in the newspaper for 3 times. That was prior to 7 days before the meeting and no longer than 30 days out. Also have tax certificates attached showing that there are no taxes owed on the property. And the third thing is Exhibit C, which is the subdivision plat showing the show the replat. Now, what I discovered this morning when the surveyor brought me the plat is that the actual surveyor failed to sign the plat. So we got to take it back signed. So before we make it all official and get it filed in the plat records, the surveyor's going to need to sign it, and then I'm going to need to bring it to y'all.
Do you have a copy of the advertisement? You got on that?
Yeah.
Is anybody here from Waterwood? I know it is. Y'all have any objections?
So nothing on the deed restrictions or anything like that that's going to... Not that we enforce deed restrictions, but that's always something when you're starting to combine lots and do that kind of stuff. Has to do with POA or HOA.
Is this the end of Waterwood that doesn't do, that broke away from?
No.
No, so this does have
this
to
is Waterwood proper.
Okay. So this has been, since 2019, there was an amendment to 2019 by the board that does not affect the combination of lots.
And they're aware of that they're probably going to have to pay more for their dues, I guess?
No, it reduces it just a little bit. Not 100%.
Not all the way across it. I'll make a motion to go ahead and accept this replat.
And I'll second that. Do you want to, can we, Commissioner?
I would make the motion to approve it pending that signature.
Okay.
And that way we're done. We can sign it, move on.
Okay. Pending the signature.
I'll second.
So my question is this to you. Would y'all feel more comfortable waiting for him to sign it before y'all signed it? Or did y'all want to sign it today? She could take it back, get him to sign it, and bring it to the clerk. And
personally, I think that's the way the motion said. We're going to do everything we do pending his signature.
Okay.
And she'll know.
She knows that.
Okay.
All right, I got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second by Commissioner Domney to approve the application for revision of lots 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in Block 5 of Waterwood Country Club Estates. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 3-0.
So we actually gave y'all two copies today.
You want us to sign both?
I'll let you sign them too. Here's one right here.
Oh, okay. And the certificate, you want me to tell
it's
them?
It's all in there.
Oh, it's an original.
Yeah, he gives those to me.
He knows.
He knows.
He ain't like me, a work in progress.
And then there's a tiny map that you got to sign.
So don't write big and loopy, is that what you're saying?
Signing that, we'll move to item 15. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the application to revise subdivision plat to revise and part of the subdivision plat in Waterwood, San Jacinto County by combining lots 13, 14 in Block 9 of Waterwood Country Club Estates, Unit 1, Country Club Estates.
This is another just a standard replat where the folks want to combine the two lots 13 and 14. And I put it in the paper three times.
Actually,
it was in the paper the same time as the other one was.
So this one, I think, got everybody.
Exhibit B.
Double check.
would show that there's no taxes owed.
That he signs that because it's going to get recorded.
So you give that to everybody yet?
Yeah. I did. Okay. I did. And Ms. Wright has the actual plat. And then Exhibit C is the plat. I'll sign and seal and ready to go.
Waterwood, no objection?
No objection.
Anybody else? We do have the affidavit. We have the tax certificates and the plat.
Mark, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we accept this replat.
I'll second.
I think she signed it. Double check.
You did.
Let's see. Okay, that one's good. I need that one. No, hang on. This is the one I needed.
I speak to say that. Sorry. About 2 more years gone.
Hey.
Don't know what I'm doing.
I think we got it. Maybe so.
All right. There's all the paperwork.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I've got on item 15, I've got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second by Commissioner Domney to approve the revision of lots 13 and 14 in Block 9 of Waterwood Country Club Estates, Unit 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 3-0. I was kind of waiting to let them sign those documents before
we totally understand.
Put a whole other set right on top of them.
Did they sign that? Blue pen. There you go.
Well, this and I can get finished today.
Yep. Yeah, she'll bring all that to the office.
I had sent her an email and told her, and she just didn't see my email.
Yeah.
She showed up here with them.
It's all good.
Got to stay ahead of
me. That's the order. First one. I'll bring them to you.
I was getting up because his back's still whacked.
Oh, we need to take him.
You seen him walk.
You need to go with me one of my trips to Coastmail to get that fixed.
Thank you.
Y'all hear from the TV guy? I just wonder why the TV guy's not here today.
I don't know. Roger,
he's been
do you
sick.
Know?
No.
He's been things sick. Going on.
No, but he's okay.
So far, he could use prayers, though.
Okay.
He could use a prayer, huh?
Mr. McGee, so when she brings this in, is she going to pay for it, or is she
going
to contact you? You're going to take care of it?
She's just going to give it to you, then I'm going to...
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let my girls know.
Yeah.
So they don't go, what do we do?
Yeah. I may get them to go ahead and figure out what the cost is and go ahead and write y'all a check if you want to do that.
Yeah, I already gave her all the pages, so I don't know.
Oh, you gave all the pages back?
Yeah, because that last one, she needed to get it done as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so. Good. Then I won't worry about it. I'll come back tomorrow.
Okay. I'll let my girls know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I want you to stand over here when you get that ready.
Yes.
We'll move to item 16, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to adopt a Shenandoah County high-low facility site impact permit policy. Mr. Dominic?
So basically that's trying to get a policy put in place for the data centers. You can't stop them from coming in the state of Texas, but you can kind of get a policy put together to protect your county, to make sure that there is testing, to make sure our aquifer is good, that the power sources are good, and the impacts it has on our county, so that we can benefit from the permitting or things that they help us with our roads and stuff on. I know we were talking about maybe tabling that so that we could get all of us together, make sure nothing was missed. I kind of just found that policy and wanted to get the ball rolling. So I'm good with us setting a workshop for it. I know everybody probably knows it's got to happen, but that way y'all can put your eyes on it too. I'm good with that.
So I know on the 13th we have our representative from the Trinity Groundwater District coming to explain some things to us about the aquifer and the use of water there for, and I think it would be great to listen to that before we do anything here.
Sounds good with me. I just want to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, we have some kind of date, or like we want to do it within 30 days or something like that, or so that way we can have to.
I mean, neither one, there's two missing, so you set a date and they've got something and they can't come. So.
Well, I feel like I know that the judge had said that, I guess, DETCOG, they talked about needing to get policies in place. So I don't feel like everybody's against doing it. We just need to regroup and get on the same page, and I'm good with that, totally good with that. I don't want to be a sitting duck and wait until it's here and then say, we're fixing to write a policy. I want to have it ready when they come.
We'll go ahead and pick a date. We won't have that. We can, move that, yeah, or something, but you got to. Some data.
Sooner is better.
Yeah,
sooner is
better.
I want to get everybody on the same page, but I don't want to.
Is that guy coming on the
13th?
Yeah, let's do it after the 13th.
So you're telling Paul the 27th is the next court date? You want to have it like before court?
I would like to.
I mean, I don't know why you can't start the workshop at 8 and have an hour and then
I would rather do that because everybody's already committed
already coming.
Here. Yeah. If that's good with y'all, that works perfect.
So I don't know how we tell.
I'm going to give her a copy of the notes, and I'll make sure to let her know that.
All right. So do we need a motion to do that? Or
to set a workshop?
Go ahead.
So what did we come up with?
We're going to make a motion to set a workshop up for,
what do we call this? May.
On 27th. May 27th?
Mm-hmm. 8 a.m.
At 8 a.m. prior to
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure the judge knows.
And that was a Luke Sweeney motion. And
I'll second.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney and a second by Commissioner Domini to set a workshop up on May the 27th at 8 a.m., which is 1 hour prior to our regular court on May the 27th. All in favor say aye.
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 It passes 3-0. Item 17, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to accept 44 belly dumps of crushed limestone from Foster Creek Ranch for the damage impact on Oak Ridge Road in Precinct 3.
I make a motion.
Is it iron ore? Or are they just digging it out of the ditch and giving it to you?
No, it's... Because
that's iron ore country. I don't know why you'd be hauling anything in
there. They brought limestone because, yeah, it's slick.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Donnelly to accept 4 belly dumps. You got any value on that? I mean, $4,000?
I don't know how
probably
much.
Probably pretty close.
I don't know what they were paying for them, but I'll.
4? I mean, are you going to put a price tag on it?
Yeah, I second
it.
All right.
I didn't get an invoice because they just took it straight out there and we spread it.
All right, I got a motion by Commissioner Domini and a second by Commissioner Sweeney. For 4 belly dumps load of crushed belly dump truck loads of crushed limestone on Oak Ridge Road. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, it carries. 18, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the final replat for Ponderosa Estates in San Jacinto County, Texas. Revision of lots 1 and 1A Ponderosa Estates will be replatted as 12 one-acre lots to be named lots 1R through lots 12R. Ponderosa Estates Block 7, that's 18 acres out of A.L. Harrison Survey, Abstract 151. Well, that was a mouthful. We've been here before.
Yep.
You've got the plat?
Yep, I laid one out right here in the center. I thought you were going to be set.
So you did change the width of the first two lots because of that setback?
Yes, sir. We've actually made a couple of changes. All based on our conversation a couple weeks ago, is we have widened the right away from 50 feet to 60 feet per request.
It's on the big one.
We've also,
if it gets approved,
changed the verbiage on those deed setbacks up in front. Removed that they were no longer to be abandoned by plat, we just referenced them by deed. And then we adjusted the first four lots, taking the front two lots from 1.3 acres to 1.5, and the next two from 1.3 down to 1.1, to ensure that those first two lots would have plenty of buildable space if we were not successful in getting the deed restrictions removed.
I'm just going to ask, are there deed restrictions that weren't?
Yeah, can we provide copies of those on the last meeting? The building setback and the barn setback.
Yeah, because all this stuff needs to be signed.
They haven't been enforced. There's no HOA or PLA.
This morning as I walked in
the company that originally put them in place, the original developer, is no longer
functioning. So they need to sign and notarize.
We figured out a process to get those abandoned.
They can do this after they come out here.
Water.
In the event that provides... That process is...
Yeah, we just need to make sure everything's signed before it
we gets
reported
plan
in the office.
We have a backup plan presented. I think actually it'll work very well if we look at those first two lots. Then we provided updated tax certificate. That was another item. And executed bond.
I bet we all learned a lesson on that one, right?
So the first two lots are 1.5, the next two after that are 1.1, and all the rest are
1.3. At least need two of these.
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So were you going to try to file this today?
I don't believe the surveyor has actually signed the plat, so we'll need to get him to sign it.
And you've got the water company needs to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
and
we'll have to start later.
Our flush lane administrator needs to sign.
Yep.
You got several.
It's a lot of signatures.
And then you'll go to the county clerk's office and file it, just like a subdivision.
Yes, sir.
Right. And you have the original tax certificates?
Yes, they were dropped off to Mr. Swain.
You got the
gave them where? Because those have to be recorded with these.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got all the copies and everything, but you got the original, I think, still on there.
I believe so.
Yeah. That's the one you'll have to give to her.
No, sir. But I dropped off at your office that day. That wasn't the original.
Original? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll find it here in my phone.
Yeah, because he needs the originals when he records this in the office.
So, Commissioner Nintendo, are you okay with us doing the same thing, signing with the...
I am, yes. One thing that I do want you to state in your motion is this is a replat. It's a hybrid. It's a replat, but yet it is a subdivision. So It's kind of confusing when somebody researches it in the future. They're going to get confused, so... So you need several signatures.
Yeah, the water
company. We'll have to circulate it around for everybody to sign.
So Mark, how do you want that stated exactly?
Well, I would just take the motion as approving the final, the replat, and then the final subdivision of Ponderosa Estates.
I make that motion as so stated.
Did you get that?
I did.
We'll prove the replat, and then the final.
Pending all signatures.
To be filed with the county clerk.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
So that was.
Yeah.
I've got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second by Commissioner Donnelly to approve the replat and the final plat of Ponderosa Estates. Pending the signatures.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, it carries 3-0.
That original, he said. I did find the original on that. Let me take that off there. I noticed it was in ink there instead of copy. All the rest of mine are black.
Okay.
So was this one of the originals here?
Yes. So we only need to sign two.
Maybe sign the first one.
Okay, and then this.
I don't know if it's written or not.
Because it's page one and page two. Yeah. Yeah. Chris already found these. Boy, is he.
Move to item 19, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve a variance to divide 5 acres. See attached survey field note description for track 1 and 2, reference on Denison Allen Road, Cold Springs, TPPLS firm, register license number 10194525, project number 26036 for Jamara Turton, does it say that right?
Mm-hmm.
From Bullard Land Surveying Company. Commissioner? In precinct one, I suppose.
Yep, it is. You see where the survey is, they've got all the survey down there with the 5 foot feet and all that around. We got the frontage, also provided the flood land and outside the flood plain there. Electrical, we went through the checklist on that, trying to make sure.
Did the mayor look at it?
The mayor?
You may have, there's so many of them, you can't tell.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did one time. He said we was good to go.
So So they have 154-foot of road frontage. They have the 5-foot drainage easement, and it's 2.29 in each track.
Well, 2.29 and 2.205. Yeah. Actually, rather, they lost some of them. Tell them that it wasn't even five, but. Yeah, they don't match up.
Do you have a variance to sign? She's got one.
Oh, does she got it? Okay.
I was going to say we have a printer now, too, so we can pull it off. I'll make a motion to approve the variance on, what is it, Denson?
Denson Allen.
Denson Allen.
I'll second that.
All right, I got a motion by Commissioner Dominey, a second by Commissioner Sweeney to approve the variance to divide 5 acres into 2 tracks on Denison Allen Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. It carries 3-0. So they will have to file this variance with her.
With original tax certificates.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get it.
Possibly twice, huh? Or just once?
Just the one.
Each track?
Well, is it 2 tracks?
Yeah.
Then we probably need to do 2. Are they dividing it into 2?
They're dividing 1 track into 2 tracks.
Oh, no. Just 1 variance then.
That's all we need is this signature.
Well, I would say they need to file that with their deed when they transfer it, so it's in the packet and somebody looks. The individual.
Yeah, they should, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they also have to have their tax certificates to record that.
So. The tax, yeah.
Yeah.
Original tax certificates with basically all of this.
I'll hang on to it and just tell her to come to the office.
Okay. I like that.
Item 20, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the sale of aged or unused items on Renee Bates or Gov Deals. Unit 1321 is a 1999 pad foot roller, serial number ending in 21019, with asking price of $3,500. Motor runs but has hydraulic leaks. Unit 2, asset tag number 1103, 1994, WHGN truck. What does that mean? You don't know? I don't either. Some kind of truck, serial number ending in 27451, with asking price of $11,000, runs but will not hold air pressure. Item, unit number 3, asset tag 1210, 2002, Akota equipment trailer, serial number ending in 245159, with asking price of $10,000, age, needs new flooring.
That would be the better bargain of all those is the
the trailer?
That trailer, yeah. When you get rid of the truck that won't run, that pulls it, you don't have any reason for a trailer.
So it's a fifth wheel trailer, it's not a pedal hitch?
No, fifth wheel. Yeah. It, I mean, like I said, that trailer's a good trailer, but we still have any use for it. So we're just moving out stuff that's sitting back there with no use. Since now we always pay to have the dozer moved and all, and I had a tractor, you know, that would pull it.
Yeah.
Be different. I kind of like to get a mini excavator like you got at your place. That's what the guys are trying to lobby me for.
Whatever you buy me out of that
car.
That's what you say. I'll make a motion to approve the proceeds on Renee Bates for Precinct 1. I don't have to read all them.
Or Gov Deals, either one.
Or Gov Deals.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right, got a motion by Commissioner Dominey and second by Commissioner Sweeney to approve the sale of these three items?
Commissioner, I'll get along with Renee Bates. We don't have to pay Renee Bates anymore. They waived that fee. But there's forms that Christy knows that she has to fill out. She'll email them to me. I'll get them on Renee Bates immediately.
Yeah, she's got it.
I figured she did.
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passes 3-0. 21. Jolly, you're up. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the purchase of in-car printer equipment using 287G funds at cost of
$13,946.94. That printer actually stuck the car or hold the $13,000 printer?
Well, it's not one printer.
Oh, okay. How many do you got?
It's that's 21 printers.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, let me get that. I'm sorry.
The average printer we're using right now is over 10 years old.
Do you get a service maintenance contract with that or anything?
Yeah, everything comes 1 year.
1 year.
What is the G fund? Are you talking about grant fund? It's the G fund.
Some money they got.
Oh, no, it's 287 G fund.
What is that? Just that out of y'all's budget?
That is our federal grant money.
Okay.
And how much of that's left? Do we know?
Oh, I got lots.
You got lots of it left. Yeah. Enough, like, lots of cars.
I can't buy a car.
You can't buy cars.
I've already bought one car.
Oh, with it?
Yes.
Well, you buy so much stuff, it's confusing.
Well, they won't let me.
That's why we ask a lot of
they
questions.
They won't let me buy two cars. They said I can buy equipment,
yes,
but I can't buy a car. So I'm going to buy equipment.
I need a side boom mower.
Well, we were just talking about the funds and all that. I just happened to be over debt cog and approving funds over there. We didn't have anybody there from San Jacinto County asking for any money. Big pot of money.
There's nobody told me it was even happening. I found out about it. You asked. I found out.
I'll make sure he reads the email. He's included on the email, but I'll make sure he reads the
message. Yeah, I'm just saying. Big bottle.
Well,
money
I get
out
emails
there
from everybody, so if y'all don't tell me it's something, I get so many.
Okay.
Anyway. So I make a motion to approve the $13,946.94 for 21 printers out of the 287G fund.
I'll second that.
Got a motion by Commissioner Donnelly and a second by Commissioner Sweeney to approve the purchase of the 21 printers out of the 287G fund money. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, motion carries. Item 22, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve purchase of safety equipment, 25 stop stick kits using SB 22 grant funds in the amount of $20,325. Say that real fast, Chief. 25 stop stick kits.
Yeah, 25 stop sticks. That's 25 of them. And what they are is they go inside the vehicle. When we have a pursuit or a vehicle that won't stop, you pull it over to the side of the road, pull it out of your car, throw it out, flattens the tires of the speeding vehicle or fleeing vehicle.
Stop
so
stick.
They will hopefully pull over and stop.
So we had 25 of those, huh?
One for each car.
Wow.
Wonderful. I'll make a motion to approve the 25 stop stick kits using SB 22 funds.
Sure. I'll second that.
Should have made you say
that. Got a motion by Commissioner Dominey and a second by Commissioner Sweeney to buy 25 stop stick kits using SB 22 in the amount of $20,325. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, passes 3-0.
They run over them and they lose control and they flip the car. And
no, sir.
Kind of
it
trouble.
Slowly increases the tire pressure.
I watch them cop shows too.
Yeah.
It never goes right for them. They think it's going to be something else and they swerve.
Hey, you know what? If it rolls over and it damages their car, yeah, you know, it's on them.
Well, let's see.
When we were kids and our daddy said, you better get over here, you better get over here.
Yeah.
All right, item 23, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the donation received for San Jacinto County Animal Shelter to help care for animals in the shelter.
Let's see, you got two donations there you want to receive?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we accept the $30 donation from Larry Barbara Bierstedt and Camilla Cove's Lot Owner Association for $100. Total of $130 donation.
I'll second.
And where's that going?
Can that go to the animal shelter?
Which lot out is it going in? Do they have donations and do they have to like certify that money like we do? $130?
According to my
So you gotta put it in rebates and refunds and then you gotta certify it, and then we gotta put it in some line item. All right, so it goes into donations line items.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got a motion by Commissioner
Sweeney
and second by Commissioner Domini.
Yep.
To approve the $130 donation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes 3-0. We're done, Chief.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
Consideration, port 24, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions regarding matters pertaining to county park.
The only thing I have going right now is there was a storm, I guess it was like 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. It knocked over a tree and made one lean. They called the landscaping company, they came out and put the tree back up, but it's since dying. I spoke to Jeremy Jordan yesterday. And he's going to send them back out to take that tree out and put a new one in because it is under warranty. And I talked to him about staking those trees down so this will not happen.
So they weren't staked at all?
They usually stake them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that the one that was up on top of the hill anyway?
No, none of those. That one's fine.
Ah.
But they're going to see about fixing the one that's leaning and stake them down. And he hasn't got back. He said he put a call in to him, and he called me back when they called me back. So that's it.
All right. And you've got the sprinkler system ran. Fritz was telling me
he
had his
skid steer
with the trencher, and he was running lines.
Mm-hmm.
We're still not hooked up on the septic, though, yet.
No.
I don't know what that
was. We're waiting on a drawing,
more detailed.
Detailed drawing.
Oh, for permit?
Yeah.
City
on the deal.
So we haven't got the deep, okay.
I will tell you, I go by there probably 3 or 4 times a day when I come in and go back and all that. And it's nice to see how much use, you know, just I guess the different percentage of people out there, there's cars lined up and they're walking around that park all the time. So, it's good.
All right.
They can't even use the restroom yet.
Well, hurry up. That was your deal.
Huh? They're going to be getting 20 more people, and they'll be only in the restroom.
Who'd you have for number 21?
Yeah.
21?
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Domini and Commissioner Sweeney?
Thank you. It's the only one I missed.
So there's no action on item 24.
Yep.
We will move to adjournment.
I thought we were paying the bills. Yeah, I make a motion to be adjourned.
I second that.
Motion by Commissioner Sweeney, second by Commissioner Domini to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.